Psalm 134, The Night Shift of Zion. The last song of ascents ends in a way most of us would not expect. After the long climb through distress, repentance, waiting, protection, humility, restoration, and brotherly unity, the final scene is not a trumpet blast at noon. It is worship at night. That matters. Psalm 134 turns our eyes to the servants who remain in the temple when the pilgrims are going home. The feasts end, the roads fill, the singing thins out, but someone still stands before God in the dark. Later Jewish sources remember night watches around the temple precincts. The lamps had to be tended, the holy place guarded, the rhythm of praise kept alive. Scripture often honours this hidden faithfulness more than public brilliance. The opening look is the Hebrew hine, a word of holy surprise. Behold this, the unnoticed ministers, the ones awake while others sleep, are not peripheral, they are central. Western Christians often measure importance by visibility. Psalm 134 does the opposite. It teaches us that one of the purest forms of worship is to keep watch when no crowd is present. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. This is not a gesture of religious style. In Israel, raised hands were the body telling the truth. I come empty. I receive everything. Some think the phrase points especially toward the holy place itself. If so, the image is even more searching. Hands stretched toward the place of God's dwelling, not grasping, not performing, simply yielded. Then comes the psalm's deepest exchange. In verses 1 to 2, the servants bless the Lord. In verse 3, the Lord blesses them. The same Hebrew root, barak, moves in both directions. When we bless God, we do not improve him, we adore him. When he blesses us, he does not merely admire us, he gives life. Worship is this strange covenant rhythm. Praise rises, grace descends. And notice where the psalm ends. From Zion, yet from the one who made heaven and earth. The maker of all things chooses a place from which to bless. That is the logic of the whole Bible. God's vast glory arriving in a chosen place, and finally, in a chosen person. Psalm 132 longed for God's dwelling. Psalm 133 rejoiced in blessing descending on united brothers. And Psalm 134 sends that blessing outward into the night. In Jesus Christ, the true temple, the night watch reaches its fulfillment. In Gethsemane, when others could not stay awake, he stood through the darkest hour for us. The songs of ascents began with help coming from the maker of heaven and earth, Psalm 121, 2. They end with blessing from that same maker, Psalm 134, 3. That is the pilgrim's story. We begin needy, and if grace has done its work, we end needy still, but now with lifted hands. Suggested hymn, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 27, 20, 21. Fern Chronicles 23:30, Psalm 121:2, Luke 2:37, Hebrews 13:15, Revelation 22:3-5. Prayer. Lord of Zion and Maker of heaven and earth, teach me to praise you not only in bright hours, but also in the night. Make my hands honest, my worship humble, and my faith steady when no one sees. And thank you for Christ, who kept watch when I could not, and from whom every true blessing comes. Amen.